talking about college basketball here on KNKX, and it's been quite a season for two teams in Washington. The Gonzaga men's team is ranked number one in the nation, and the University of Washington women are 10th in the country. But as we hear from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal and 88.5's Kristen Kendrick, it's quite a different story for the UW men's team.
We start with some good news. The University of Washington women's basketball team seems to be picking up where they left off last year after making it to the Final Four of the NCAA playoffs. Art, they're having a great season.
They are. Mike Nabors, the coach, has assembled a great group of players led by Kelsey Plum, who on Wednesday night here in Seattle won the Female Athlete of the Year at the 82nd Annual Seattle Sports Star of the Year program at the Paramount Theater. She's still leading the nation in scoring and has a chance to become the NCAA women's all-time leading scorer. And that's really remarkable. She's averaging almost 25 points a game and has been a real dynamic leader on the team. And Chantel Osahor is still dominating the boards. She's setting all kinds of records. It's really a fun team to watch. And they are now 22-3, been ranked 10th in the country. They did lose a big game at home. A sellout crowd at Heck Ed saw them lose to Stanford. And so there's a real intense rivalry. You're probably going to see them meet somewhere in the Pac-12 tournament or in the NCAA playoffs. But they're doing very, very well.
Well, by contrast, we have the UW men's basketball team.
Yes, it is not a happy scene over at UW. Lorenzo Romar has been coached for 15 years, and I wrote earlier this week that it's time for a change. It's a sad situation because Romar is a good guy who's recruiting players to try to do the right thing by them in a very, what I consider, corrupt industry. But it's not working on the court. He's recruiting great players. Several of them have been what they call one and done, which are players who are only in college for their freshman year because the NBA precludes high school players from coming directly to the pros. They just cool their jets for 1 year in a program. And Romar's had to recruit these guys, hasn't been able to coach them in any direction to where they're improving. And so it is probably time for a change. But there's a real complexity at Washington. If they were to fire him after this season, they would owe him a $3.2 million buyout. And for a school operating on a budget deficit, that would be a blow. Sure, they could probably raise some money from boosters, but it's still not a good financial thing. And in addition, he's recruited a 5-player class that is ranked 2nd in the country that includes Michael Porter Jr., who is starring at Nathan Hale High School in Seattle and is probably ready for the pros now. They want him and his 4 other recruit class members to stay together, and the implication is if Romar's gone, they could decommit and go elsewhere. And so the university is in a real dilemma about that program.
Well, across the mountains, we have the amazing performance this season by the Gonzaga men's basketball team.
It is amazing. This may be Coach Mark Few's best team in his tenure at Gonzaga. They are ranked number 1 in the country, been there for a couple of weeks now. They are the only undefeated team. And the cruel irony in state sports for this is that their leading scorer, assist guy, and number 2 rebounder is Nigel Williams-Goss. And that name may sound familiar to Husky fans because he transferred from Washington 2 years ago because he just said Coach Romar isn't preparing this team very well. Sat out a year per NCAA transfer rules and now is the star of the number 1 team in the country. That is a harsh judgment on the Washington program, and Gonzaga earlier in the year beat the Huskies by 30 points. So there is a crossroads at Montlake, not for the women's team, but for the men.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.